Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. We're going to start the zoning board meeting. The time is 6:34. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
The United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call here. Sam Palacios here.
Yeah,
John
here,
Kowarik.
Sam.
Here.
Oh, Karen, you're on.
Yeah, I'm on here. I apologize.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No problem. Sam Palastro.
Here.
John Kowarik.
Here.
Earl Robinson. Jeffrey Bell.
Here.
Ray Bowers.
He's entering the meeting. Just say that he's entering the meeting.
He's entering the meeting.
Okay. David Reed.
Here.
Rita Pelagi.
Here.
Okay. We are good.
Is he entered via Zoom? Ray's on.
Just ask him.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Sorry I'm late, guys.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. So we have four regular members and two alternates. So one of the alternates will be a voting member. The other will just listen to the meeting. Which one do you want to have as a voting member this evening?
They flipped a coin prior to this. So Dave won the coin toss for this meeting.
Okay.
So
very
next,
good.
The next time this comes up, Rita will be the voting member.
Perfect.
All right. And Dave. All right. Next item on the agenda, item number four, any additions, deletions, and acceptance of the agenda? Anybody? Okay.
Yeah, no, we have a deletion.
We do.
Mr.
Yeah.
Dennis Zach asked to have his application carried over until the November meeting.
Correct. So I'm going to make a motion to make that deletion of item number 10. And with the note that this is to be tabled for the November meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Carries. Next, public portion. Anybody from the public that wishes to speak on something that is not on the agenda? I don't know. Is there anybody on Zoom other than the applicant that's here? Okay. We'll make a motion to close the public portion. Do I have a motion to close the public portion? Motion made by Jeffrey, seconded by Dave. All in favor? All opposed? Is John and Ray on?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion carries. Item number six, approval of minutes from July 18th. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as they are written?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Can Ray do that if he wasn't here?
Should have somebody who was here.
Yeah, we should have somebody who was here. Yeah. Karen, you sent the minutes out, correct?
I thought I did. It's been so long, I'd have to double check that. Do you want to table it until November to be sure?
Yeah, Rita was just questioning it. I don't think she saw them. So I thought I saw them the other day.
I thought I did too, but
that's what I thought I saw them. Okay, why don't we just make a motion to table that for next month? So we can do July's and this month's. How's that?
Yeah, who's making the motion?
I'm making a motion, Sam. Making a motion to table the minutes for next month.
Second.
Do I have a second? Second by Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Item number seven, application for Kim Ann, Command Corps, 255 Hawthorne Avenue in Derby. Location of affected premises, same appealing the Derby zoning regulations appendix B32E to allow construction of an 8-foot fence. Okay, it's all yours. Please state your name and your address for the record, please.
My name is Kim Ann Corr, and I live at 255 Hawthorne Avenue in Derby.
Okay.
I'm seeking to put up in the back of my yard, an 8-foot privacy fence on a shared wall with my neighbor. The reason is that our property is abut, but their property is at least starting 4 feet above mine. There's like a retaining wall there. And then it goes, I kind of explained it here. It goes, it separates the two properties, but it slopes upward. And so I look right into their backyard and they look down onto mine. And there's absolutely like no privacy for me and for them too. They're 100% willing to do this. They want me to do this. And they've written in an email that they support me in this. And also I've got another neighbor that also would like to do this. This one wall is literally nobody would see it, but my neighbor and me. It's in my backyard. I attached some photos, and it's perpendicular to Nutmeg Avenue. So if you're driving up Nutmeg, you'd only see it from this direction, from the long way, and it's set back. It's not even too. It's probably, it would be like 15 feet past the street or 20, you know, before I even started the wall, and it goes to the end of my property line in the back. So it's not really going to interfere with anything, or nobody's really even going to notice it. And it would just add a lot of privacy for me. Also, they have they would love it because it gives them some added privacy. They have a little baby toddler too. And literally that baby could fall right off the retaining wall. So it helps them also. And they also have dogs that have jumped down into my property before. They did just recently put up a little wire kennel. Like it's only about 3 feet wide against their house. So, you know, that's there too. That wouldn't obviously be completely obscured, but with that 8-foot fence, if you look at the picture, it would pretty much, I have a mark here. I took a piece of wood and put a piece of blue tape where 6 foot is and 8 foot. 8 foot, you wouldn't see anything. Like they have a porch up there above as well. And that way with the 8 foot, they wouldn't see me. I wouldn't see them. And it would just obscure all of that. And you can see the sloping of their property into mine. So it's just really unsafe, unsightly, and I don't have privacy and they don't have privacy. And she's wholehearted. Both of them really are for me on this. And everybody I've talked to in the neighborhood, I've sent letters and I've talked to some of my neighbors. They have no issue with it and they're fine with it. And like I said, it's just one wall. It's one portion of my yard. It's not the whole. Let's see, I'm not trying to encase my house, anything like that.
Well, you would legally be able to enclose your house if you wanted to, if it was 6 feet.
Right? Yeah.
Nobody can stop you from.
Oh, I wouldn't do that anyway.
Your regulations, but you're here to get an extension or a variance.
Yeah, I understand. But I don't like that. That's looking like a, what's the word? You know, it was like that's too weird. That's like sort of block everybody out. This is not about blocking anything other than allowing us privacy. It's not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to bother anybody. Mm-hmm. So there is a map. I drew a little indication there. What else can I say? And on this image, you can see you're really not going to see much from the street. And of course, you won't see anything from Hawthorne because my house is here. Their house is here. And it would just go this way. So here's the street. So it's really not visible too much.
You have a black fence on the side there that goes across the front corner of your property, of your house, right?
Yeah, one of those little black.
Is the fence going on both sides? Or is it going from the...
No, it just goes...
The inside of the black fence.
It just goes from like the edge of the house to there.
The front corner.
The front
back,
corner.
Not,
and I can take that down, like that doesn't...
No, I was just asking.
Oh.
How far? So it's going from the inside of the black fence of the backyard down.
Yes.
It's not going past the black fence up to the front.
Oh, no. It just goes from there to there. It's a short distance.
Yep. How many feet?
Is this part?
Yeah. How many feet are you seeking for this fence?
I think it's around, I think the distance is about 40. The whole length is about 60 of my property, and this fence would be 40.
Is okay? Are you? I'm just giving you. If you're all set, then
yeah. Do you have any questions or anything? Or
well, I'm going to do the public portion, and then we're going to discuss. And then as we discuss, then okay. We'll. Does anybody have questions now? I think we can do that now. Anybody have questions for the applicant now?
I don't.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
So you were gonna put the
hit the button on the left.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So you're gonna put the fence in front of the wall?
Yes.
So if anything happens to the wall, it needs repairs. Is that your wall or is that the neighbor's wall?
That is their wall.
So if they need to make repairs to that wall, they'd have to take down your fence, or how would they?
I guess so. I don't think that, I mean, that wall has been there a long time. So I don't know what kind of repairs we're talking about. It's a cement wall. It's not that pretty, but it's cement. It's not falling apart, breaking or anything like that. It's, you know.
Okay. And will the fence block the driveway section?
No.
So it's going to set back.
It's not blocking any driveway. So this tree, it doesn't, you can't really tell here, but you can tell from this photo. The tree is in front of this little shed, this little plastic shed,
mm-hmm.
and the wall would stop like halfway, like behind the tree, like kind of where in the middle of that little shed. So the driveway, I don't know what driveway you're talking about.
I was thinking about the neighbor's driveway because the wall.
See, their house ends before, their house continues out. And the fence would be, it wouldn't be beyond their house.
So it wouldn't be.
Against their driveway, like, no.
So that they couldn't see
past. Oh, yeah, no. Because the wall actually starts sloping down past that a little bit. No, it doesn't block, no.
And are the neighbors that are supportive of your fence, are they the owners of the house?
Yes. She was 100% for it. And she wrote an email. And so did... I got the two emails, theirs, and I got my neighbor across the street. And in fact, it's Autumn Driscoll. And I have support from my other neighbors. They didn't send emails, but I've talked to my neighbor across the street. None of them have any issues. It's not affecting anybody at all.
That's my question.
Well, those were good questions. I was going to ask the same thing.
About
the
cement wall.
I wanted the cement wall is so the cement wall is their property?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a retaining wall, I guess.
It's a retaining wall.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your concern and safety for their children. That's a very expensive thing to be doing for somebody else's child instead of them putting up a wall or a fence to protect their own children.
Right. Because it's a drop. You can see that.
You know, you're being very generous because you're trying to protect their kids, but they're not trying to protect their own.
Yeah.
This cement wall, it's in good shape. I see a crack on it and I see it peeling.
It's a good,
that was one of my concerns. If you put up a fence right up against it and then it falls, now it's damaged to you.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be like literally smack dab against it. I think the fence people, there'll be like, it'll probably maybe be a little bit in front of, there'll be some space. It's not like it's going to be, because there is like a lip here on the top cement, whatever that is. So it's going to have, it's going to come, I'd say, I'm guessing about a foot from that.
So they could still fall through.
Yeah. It's not a crack. It's just at some point somebody had taken some cement and tried to like smooth over the wall, and it was cracked. It's not a crack in the wall. It's just a thin piece of, like, you could peel it off, a piece of cement that somebody had put on, you know, with one of those pallet, you know, it's a thin piece of cement that was, and some of it is cracked off, but the wall itself is fine.
Did you ask them about maybe putting up a fence on the top of the wall on their side? Did you ask the fence company, and what did they say?
I did, and they're for it. So I did get a quote. I did ask a fence company to come. And Orange Fence Company, the guy came because I really wanted to do that because I could do a
six. Because you could do 4 foot and you still get your 8 feet.
I know. And I asked him, but he didn't feel it was secure enough. And looking at the because of this piece of cement, he didn't feel comfortable putting, like, installing it on that, because this is cinder block, honestly. This is not...
No, not on top of it, but in the grass at the edge of that one.
Oh, on their on property. On their side,
up on the top.
But then it's like their fence. You know what I mean? I really wanted it to be... You know? I mean, I could, but then it's... I might as well just hand them money and say, here, go put a fence up. To me, that also, the idea of putting a white fence helps me... I don't want to look at that ugly cement. Mm-hmm. And if I'm paying a lot of money, I like the look of a white privacy fence. It adds value to me from my perspective. I'd rather look at a white privacy fence than this cement, ugly cement thing. And then a nice white fence above that. Like, why I would rather do, if I just makes.
But if you did a 6 foot fence, it would block that wall and it would give 2 feet for the baby to not fall over.
Yeah, but the whole point wasn't for the baby. The whole point was for privacy. And you, with an extra 2 feet, yes, it would be better. Yeah. But it wouldn't.
So really the issue is the privacy.
The privacy is the issue, because if it's 4 feet, their property starts here. So if I do like 6 feet, right, it's like here, I'm only getting right this much of added privacy, you know, 2 feet more.
Mm-hmm.
And I really still, because the property does slope upwards. So I do see, and I don't know if you can tell from these pictures, but it's hard to tell from these pictures, but it does slope up. And you still can see a lot back there, and they also can see right in my property. And you know, yes, it would help, but an 8 foot fence would really, you know, that would take care of it, because one of the questions is right here, because it's a variance, and the question was, Where is it here? Hold on. Describe the detail in the difficulty and unreasonable hardship asserted. Why is this peculiar to, you know, going for a variance. And what makes this circumstance peculiar is that not only is there that retaining wall, so their property starts 4 feet up, but it slopes upwards, and I'm looking like literally eye level at their property. So I see everything, and they have a lot of stuff in the back. I don't want to say they're cluttery. It's not. They did clean it up a little bit. I think because like I was looking at it, I think somebody was starting to take pictures. I wasn't, but you know, they cleaned it up a little bit, but lots of times when the wind blows, some of their trash blows on my yard. You know, I mean, I'm not saying the fence is necessarily going to stop that, but it is unsightly, a little unsightly. And I'm, you know, she's not here. I'm just saying that to you guys, but you know, I like to keep a nice clean yard, and I understand they're a young couple and they have a baby. But again, it's just them and me, and they are 100% behind me on this. So, you know, and it really doesn't, like I said, doesn't interfere with anybody. You can see I know Photoshop really well. So I Photoshopped another fence, and it just looks so much nicer and so much more private. So
what I need you to understand, like, we're not you're good with it, your neighbors are good with it, we're on this board because you're asking for a variance, and what happens is we are liable for whatever we pass. It sets a precedence for anybody else who comes.
Okay.
So right. What we do and how we vote affects every other application going forward from this day forward.
Right.
So that's the problem.
Okay. All right.
But so you need to understand that it is greater than just you and your fact that you and the neighbors are great with it and everything is good, because then somebody's going to use this against us another day and say, you allowed that, you have to allow it. So if we allow it, uh-huh. We have to allow it for literally everyone.
I thought a variance is a case by case basis, because if mine is unique to me, and somebody else could apply for variance for a completely different reason, like it's not like a one size fits all for applying for variance is an unusual and different situation. And my situation is very different and unique. And even like you were saying with the safety for the neighbor, the slope, you know, the fact that, you know, I'm literally like eye level to their yard and they look down on mine. There, it's unique.
I just want you to understand where we have to,
I know,
and how we have to look at it.
Right.
Okay. I want to offer you maybe another proposal, maybe monetarily beneficial to you. Do you ever think about putting emerald green arborvitaes up? You can plant 5-footers. They're on sale at Costco's right now for like $40 a piece, 5-footers. You put them in, and in a year and a half, you'll have 8 feet or more.
That was an option, but I don't want to wait a number of years. I'd like the idea. That would be.
You'll get 6 feet right now. Like, you're going to get the 6 feet right now, and it grows about a foot a year.
Yeah, but so you have to buy a bunch, and then you've got to plant
3 feet apart. And how much is, I don't know monetarily how much a fence costs you, but I could tell you that you buy those and you plant those 3 feet apart for 40 feet.
Well,
they come together and they grow up. But
don't they grow up and then there's gaps in between, right?
You can cut them. You can trim them and make them as high or small as you want. I have them. I have a bachelor's degree in landscape architecture and horticulture. I plant these for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, and I can show you pictures of them at my father's. That's what we did for privacy for our neighbors. Ours was peculiar too. You think you have a slope. We have a huge slope coming down. Mm-hmm. So we planted them all the way down, about 50 to 60 of them. And ours is probably twice as long as yours down the side of both. They're about 15 to 25 feet tall. We planted them many years ago at 5 feet. They're over 25 feet now. They stay very tight and columnar. Never touched them, never pruned them. And I have pictures on my phone if you would like to see them. I'm just telling you that there's an alternative and a least expensive way. Mm-hmm. And then it can get up there and you don't have to worry about, oh, just 8 feet. And it might not be enough if they stand up on their deck, because you showed me the picture of 8 feet. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
and they stand up, they can still see over.
I mean,
because you could see the top of their fence. Well, so that means if they're standing up, they could see over. But what I'm saying is you could let this thing go 9 feet, but you're going to get instant 6 feet tomorrow if you plant them at 3 feet apart. So you would have to do is you'd have to plant 13 of these things.
Yeah.
Or even if you planted 10 at $60 a pop, that's $600.
Yeah, but it's still gonna take time for all that to grow in. It's a time thing. It's not I'm gonna have to wait a few years, you know, before it starts growing in before it's time.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for the applicant?
Just so you did a couple of diagrams where you kind of you've got the red lines that is sort of the proposed. Is that to scale? So are those red lines like represent the 8 feet?
Oh, I didn't measure that exactly.
Mm-hmm.
8 foot, but I do have a picture here of exactly 8 foot. I put a plank up with a mark for 6 foot on a blue piece of tape, and the top is the 8 foot. But it's about, because the wall, retaining wall is 4 foot.
Okay.
So the retaining wall is 4 foot high. So I'm adding like my guesstimation of another 4 feet.
Got it. Okay. That kind of answers my question. So thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? All right. We'll take a seat. Thank you very much. Anybody from the public would like to speak on this application? Does anybody from the public like to speak on behalf of this application? All right. I'll make a motion to close the public portion for this application. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jeffrey. All in favor? All opposed? Okay. Now we go into our discussions as a group here. Who wants to begin?
I guess, Sam, and I think we've had this discussion before when you talk about precedent. Are we setting precedent, or is it case by case? I mean, if someone came before us a month from now and wanted to put up an 8 foot fence, and they said, well, you approved this one last month, but unless the topography was exactly the same, wouldn't you be able to say it was a different circumstance?
I don't know. That would be something probably for either Corp Counsel. Kevin, do you have anything you want to weigh in on with this?
I guess you'd have to stand by the rule.
By what rule?
Whatever is in the diagram.
So, but my point, right? So the.
I'm not following you, Kevin. I'm sorry, Ray. I just need clarification.
That's okay.
What I'm saying is that the regulation says that it can't be higher than 6 feet. I don't see how that can be changed.
Okay. But if we approve a variance here, right, are we creating a precedent that anybody can come along and say, well, you approve that one, why can't you approve mine?
Well, if it is approved, then you have the history of doing that. If you don't approve it, then you're standing by the regulation.
I understand that, but isn't each case different?
I can't answer.
And I think that's where me and Sam have gone back and forth for a couple of years now. Where are you setting precedent, or can you say, well, in this situation, there was a slope and it was a, you can make the hardship case because there was a lack of privacy because of the sloping. And if somebody else came, unless it was kind of the exact same situation.
Is Corporation Counsel here tonight at the meeting?
No.
Why don't you just table this and get his opinion? I think.
Well, I can ask the applicant.
Question, if that question has lingered for a while, maybe there is some clarification. I would say that you are setting precedent once you've opened the door and said this circumstance allows this.
See, Ray, what I'm worried about is that somebody's going to come in and say, okay, well, my property's unique because.
Correct.
Maybe not because of that, but because of something correct. Else. So you granted correct. Somebody something there, you can grant mine. And then that's somebody correct. Else comes in and says, well, okay.
Yes.
I that's agree what with you I that. Don't know about Ray legally. You know what I mean? That yeah. We'd have to grant everybody because all they have to do is just make up one.
I agree with you. I agree with that interpretation.
Or is it, as the applicant said, is it case by case?
And that's why I think that if you would want to get an opinion from the Corporation Council for the next meeting, 30 days is, not a long period of time. You'll have some more clarification and you'll be able to act with a little more knowledge on your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go down, if you interpret it that way, why would you approve anything? Because anything creates...
Well, we're very specific on the rules on what is considered a true hardship. Right.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I don't think the topography and lay of the land qualifies that. Her reasonings are, I'm not disputing her reasoning for it. Right. But every, with the privacy to enjoy my yard, the safety and the unsightliness.
Right.
So what I offered was a 6-foot immediate fix to it with an arborvitae, which cures the safety and the unsightliness. And then in a year and a half from now, because it grows, and I just looked it up, 6 to 9 inches a year, would then cover her privacy. So there, what I'm saying is that there are alternate routes for this.
Yes. I agree.
I mean, there's bushes there now. There's ornamental grasses growing on the side, I believe.
Yeah, they're not going to grow 8 feet.
Right. They're not going to grow, but. No, nope, I'm not saying they're growing up, but the arbs would. And that's why I offered that. For $600 for a fraction of the cost of a fence, you're getting it instantly. Covering 2 out of the 3 things that she was concerned about. And in a year from now, she gets exactly what she's looking for at an eighth of the cost.
And I think once the regulations are put in place, there has to be a strong reason not to vote against it. Anything can have a hardship and anything can have a circumstance that would bend that rule, but it has to be very, very strong in nature.
I mean, I understand she doesn't want to put it on their property, but part of the reason why she wants to do this is because she wants to protect their child, and putting it on top of the wall. The company's already said the integrity of the wall is an issue.
I think the best course of action would be get an opinion from Corporation Counsel, table it tonight.
She said she didn't want to
vote on it next month.
She didn't want to, she didn't want to pay and have something on their property. She's paying for a fence that's basically on their property. So it's theirs.
Just a fence and they, whatever, what is it?
And but the fence company said that they cannot plant it. They can't put it anyway on the top of the wall because of the integrity of the wall. Okay. So now you're going to put a fence there. Well, at least if you put the fence on the bottom, and then the fall does the thing does eventually come down.
And they don't want to pay for anything at all.
They don't want to share the burden of the cost of anything at all. They don't want to contribute to anything.
That 6 feet plus the 4 feet, that's 10 feet right there. That's, you're all set.
Right. On their property. Right. But she's saying that the fence company came out and said on top of that wall, they don't feel comfortable putting on there because of the integrity of the wall.
Right. But can't you come back from the wall?
That's right. Come back from the wall. Right. Yeah, what she's saying that I'm just going to hand them the money.
One thing I don't see, they're saying they're going to put the fence foot away from the wall, roughly,
on right.
her property.
On her property.
What if the safety, I'm just making up, what if this baby, whatever, falls between the wall
that's what
and
I
the fence?
Right. And then what happens if the wall falls?
Right.
Right. So the integrity's there. So at least if the wall, if something happens to the wall, the tree's there, an arborvitae, you can replace one arborvitae. Anybody else? Jeffrey? John?
I would say to give the approval, and when somebody comes back to us and wants to sue us, we'll say this is a case-by-case basis, and we're going to make everybody happy.
I'm with John.
All right. Somebody can go ahead and make that motion then, if that's the will of the board.
Ray, you want to make the motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the variance request.
And I will second that motion.
You have to state what the hardship is.
Yeah, Ray, you're going to have to state the hardship. I would get a little more detailed with it if you want to be case by case and you want to be specific. So, because... No,
I understand your concerns. I'm trying to find.
Take your time.
The application so I can read from it. Hold on, I'm pulling it up again. Okay, I'll just read straight from the request. I'll make a motion to accept the requested variance due to the unique topography of the lot, which sits at the bottom of the slope, resulting in their backyard being overlooked by elevated properties behind them. And that the 2-foot variance on the fence will provide variance and safety. Does that feel...
Yeah, maybe just add the...
Go ahead.
I would just read off item 7 as well.
Hold on.
The location, like 250 Avenue. Yep.
I got you.
That's at all. Just location. Read that in so that way they know where we're talking. That's all. Just for.
Yep. Let me start over. I request approval for the variance request here at 255 Hawthorne Avenue in Derby for the allowing of a construction of an 8-foot fence at the location as designated in the application submitted, and that it the hardship is due to the unique topography of the property, and that the fence will provide privacy for the homeowner and as well provide safety.
Okay. And appealing the zoning board regulation appendix B32.
And appealing the board zoning board regulation appendix B32E to allow construction of an 8-foot fence.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. A second. Motion is made by Ray, second by John. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. What's that?
Why don't you have Karen call the
roll? Yeah. So Karen, can you call roll, please? Can you do a roll call, please?
Yes.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Sam Palastro?
No.
John Quarick?
Yes.
Jeffrey Bell?
Yes.
Ray Bowers?
Yes.
David Reed?
Yes.
Okay, we have four affirmative votes, so the motion passes.
Okay. You're welcome. Congratulations. All right. So we bypassed item number 10, item number 11. No, I'm sorry. 10 and 11. Item number 12. And 12. We just did the action on the application. Sorry. No, 10, 11, and 12 is for the one that we deleted. I apologize. Yeah. Okay. Item number 13. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
John, seconded by Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, and we are ending at 7:15. Thank you, guys.
Night. Okay.